Okay, it's almost your turn. Don't freak out. Be cool, be cool, be cool. Here. Oh my God, you sounded like an idiot. Why did you say it like that? That was not cool. That is not how we practice in our head. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. My heart's pounding so fast. Oh, my face is getting red. Oh my gosh, I bet everyone can tell I'm freaking out. And that I just sounded like an idiot. Wow. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline, and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Let's dive into today's episode. Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you get those same feelings during roll call every single day in school? It didn't matter if I had been in that class for an entire year and knew all the people in there and thought my teacher was great. I still got nervous having to speak out loud. I wasn't giving any sort of presentation. I wasn't standing in front of the class. I was literally having to say the word here. And I about lost it every single time. And back in high school, I didn't know I had anxiety. I didn't really know what it was. I called myself a worrywart and that, you know, I worried about a lot of stuff, but I didn't know that that wasn't normal. I didn't know that my peers weren't having those same feelings. And it wasn't until college when I finally figured out that something's wrong here. This isn't how I should feel all the time that I was starting to address it. So if you're anything like me, you know how horrifying that moment is. It's like going to a restaurant and not ordering what you want because you're afraid someone might judge you that you like that food, or not wearing clothes that you actually like and feel good in because they don't fit the norm of what everyone else thinks you should wear or what your style should be. And it's the little things like that that add up to be really big things, and that can be really debilitating to our lives. So I just want to share a little bit today about how I've been able to overcome little things like this. Now, don't get me wrong. If you tell me there is about to be a get-to-know-you activity in the beginning of a group of any sort, my heart's going to start beating a million miles per hour. I will start sweating and I will probably turn red. But I know how to calm myself down now and work through those irrational fears. And I want to share that with you. Let's do this. Really, the first step is acknowledging that it's happening. In those moments where you're noticing your heart rate speeding up, you're breathing a bit more shallowly, you're maybe turning red in the face, your palms are starting to sweat, you're maybe getting more fidgety, your legs starting to bounce. It's the first step is really recognizing what is happening, and then we can start dealing with it. But if we don't even have that emotional, physical awareness, it's going to be really hard to cope with. So I want you to start thinking about when you feel anxious or you're feeling your mental health come on, what does it feel like in your body? What is the physical experience that you have? Same with depression. When you start noticing that you're feeling a bit more tired all the time, when your appetite starts to change, when your negative self-talk increases, your self-esteem starts to go, things like that, and then, you know, feeling that lethargic feeling, that might be what happens to you when you're feeling more depressed. So noticing what happens in your body and how your thoughts start to change, things like that, is going to be so important to coping with it in the moment. So step one, acknowledge, recognize what's happening in your body and that's bringing up this strong feeling. Step two is coping with it. So I don't know about you guys, but my anxiety literally makes me feel like I'm going to die. Like if I say here wrong, I'm going to die. And it's so irrational, and I recognize that, and that's something that I'm working on. But in the moment, it feels so intense and like I might not come out alive if I fuck this up. So in those moments, for me, affirmations are so powerful. My favorite way to cope with my anxiety is affirmations. And I learned this and started practicing it in grad school when I would be sitting in a classroom and I'd want to ask a question or share my opinion. And then I'd think, who am I? Who am I to share what my thoughts are? Who am I to ask that question? What if it's dumb? What if people don't think I could be a good therapist someday? All of these things running through my head, you know, and over a matter of like 6 seconds, my thoughts are just racing and all these what ifs are happening. That's when I learned how to start applying affirmations. And I would say things like, I am safe. I am confident. I'm capable. I am worthy of asking blah, blah, blah. I deserve to be here just as much as everybody else. Basically building myself up and telling myself these things. And it's really hard for your brain to keep producing those anxiety-provoking hormones when you're saying those things, because you're tricking it into thinking like, oh, okay, no, we're not in a dangerous situation. And it sounds kind of silly that we have to trick our brains, and basically we're just reminding our brains that we are safe when it's being triggered that we're not for some reason. So that has been super helpful in using those affirmations to keep myself grounded, keep myself really present in the moment, and remind myself of the badass woman that I am when those sneaky little thoughts try to get in there and convince me otherwise. Before we dive into our last tip, I want to give a shout out to Team Therapeutic Fitness. I know so many of you listening to this podcast are already in our tribe, and I love you and adore you, and I so appreciate the fact that you let me be a part of your health and fitness journey. And I want to take a second here to give a plug to our team and invite you, if you struggle with emotional eating, not being able to get the results that you want and have the body of your dreams, then I invite you to join us for our group. I provide you all the resources you need to be successful right from the comfort of your home with at-home workouts, simple-to-follow meal plans, portion control containers, and all the superfoods and Energize and anything that you could need to have the same success that our tribe sees on a daily basis. If this is something that you're interested in, you can find me at The Anxious Therapist on Instagram or Jacqueline Nicole on Facebook. I would love to connect, chat about your goals, and see if our tribe is something that could really benefit your life. All right, let's get back to the show. My last tip for coping with everyday anxiety is proof. I always try to reflect back on situations where I felt really anxious and like I wouldn't make it through, and then remind myself of like, look, and you did well, and you didn't die, and you didn't make a fool of yourself, and people appreciated what you had to say, and your thoughts are valid. And I like to look back and remind myself of those things every time I am able to overcome some sort of barrier with my anxiety. Whether I just didn't want to share what I had to say, but then I did and it went really well and started a great conversation. Or if I was in a social situation and I didn't feel the courage to express my opinion, but then I did and we had a really awesome talk about it and I felt confident in sharing what I had to say. I like to look back on those moments because they feel few and far between, but when you add them up and you realize that every single time you push yourself outside of that comfort zone to challenge yourself to share and push your limits and get uncomfortable, you'll realize how much proof you have that your mental health isn't controlling your life and that you are actually in control. So I want you to think about ways that you can recognize in your body when these symptoms are happening, how you can use positive affirmations to build yourself up, and then reflect back on the proof that you have of how badass you actually are and how in control you are. I hope you found today's episode helpful and will start implementing these small things you can do every day right now. Don't wait. Start practicing them. Notice your body. Use positive affirmations and find proof that you are so much stronger than you know. I love spending this time with you guys. I am so grateful for you to take the time out of your day to be in control of your mental health and fight back. I cannot wait to see you guys in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.